Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Whoa, look at you, everybody.
Everybody.
What is that? What octave?
It's the octave of almost screaming.
Of almost screaming. And cracking.
And cracking.
And cracking.
Yeah.
But good try, Samantha.
Thanks, Lisa.
Samantha, how you been this week?
I'm okay, Lisa.
That's good.
How you doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know? Friends of the podcast.
She's got a confession.
I have a confession. Okay, so here I go. I'm just going to say it. So for those of you who listened to last week's podcast, you heard me talk about how there was a very, very important moment coming up at 11:59 last Saturday.
It's your seasonal decision.
It was my seasonal decision to ditch watermelon because I'd already extended it one extra week.
You had.
I have to be honest, Samantha, I cannot tell a lie. So 11:59 came and went with me still eating watermelon this week.
I knew it.
Oh, but not a whole one, just a quarter.
I knew you couldn't give it up.
I can't.
Sad.
I'm sure
you've disappointed all of our listeners.
I know, right?
You didn't stick to anything, Lisa. Can we trust you now?
Yes, because I did.
When you say you're going to ditch
Samantha,
something, will you really ditch it or will you just lie?
Who's in a coat and who's not?
I'm in a coat.
And I'm not in a coat.
Yeah, but
and
you friends, almost caved.
No, friends
you
in the pot, no.
Caved.
I did not
you
almost
told
cave.
Me.
What I said was you that I'm getting caved. Old and I feel the cold a little bit more. And I thought about it.
It's because you wore short sleeves.
Yes, I did.
You
and
know
I
that.
Have to be honest. You know what, friends of the podcast? It's like friggin' Alaska in Saskatoon.
It is. It's really cold
it's
today.
Like five.
Yeah.
It's like that's like winter in some parts
I
of Canada.
I was thinking I needed a toque. I needed some mittens. And maybe a big parka.
I know. And here's the thing, right? And actually, funny that you say that. Because one of the ladies who works in the bay, she works in the ladies' wear. I won't say her name. Rhymes with feather, but she doesn't. She's not a friend of the podcast, I don't think. Hopefully, she was in her winter parka. I saw her shed on her red winter coat, and I knew it from last year, right in her big hood. And I'm like, that's a little extreme.
It is extreme.
Yeah,
it's like fall weather coat wearing.
But maybe? Five. But it's still five.
But it's still like it's not like parka and a toque and a mitt.
It's not. But you know what? Yesterday in Saskatoon, it was so shitty.
A lot of rain.
It was pissing rain.
You know what? It was funny. You know what's funny?
What?
Is I was listening to the radio as I was getting ready,
yeah.
And people were surprised at the fact that they were having to slow down on Circle Drive.
Really?
Which is the big,
yeah.
big highway that circles the city here
yeah.
in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
And they were like, and there's big puddles and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's rain.
Yeah. People. And they'd been telling us that the rain was coming, right?
Rain.
Right? Like Noah pulled up. Yesterday, right? Noah pulled up
and,
to Saskatoon.
And every animal.
Got on the ark.
Got on right? the ark.
But not this animal, because
no.
this animal got on the bus with her soaking wet umbrella, right? And here's the funny thing, right? As I was leaving our place, right? Because Mike works nights. Mike's trying to convince me that just because it looks like it's raining hard, it's really not, right? Because he's ready for bed, hey?
Uh-huh.
So the last thing he's wanting, he's in his mind, he's hoping that his wife doesn't have a meltdown and demand a ride.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because that's where, because he hates September for that.
Does he?
Yeah. Because he knows I'll tough it out in the winter, but I hate an umbrella and I hate the rain. Because an umbrella, right? I don't know. They're not plus size. So they cover most of me, but they don't cover my purse. Right? So my purse is wet.
You don't have a purse, you have a bag.
Okay, well, it doesn't cover my bag. But thank God my bag is, like, water resistant.
And by the way, her bag is an insulated lunch bag and in no way reflects a purse. In no way.
It does in a
no
way.
In no way does it reflect a
it
purse.
It does because it holds stuff
no,
that a
it
purse
doesn't.
Holds. It holds
oh.
all my stuff. Anyways.
It's a lunch bag.
So anyways, Samantha, okay? So, of course, the bus is more full because,
well,
right?
it's raining.
Because it's raining. And everybody's miserable, including myself, right? So I get off the bus and I'm walking and it's rained so much. I have my good work shoes on and I have a soaker. And not because I walked in a puddle, because I have a hole in the bottom of my shoe.
That's just laziness on your part.
I had a wet sock all day at work. I had a big old squeaky wet sock.
That's sad.
Yeah, and then, for some reason... So
Lisa, you're making it sound like you can't afford a new shoe.
I can't
People are going to feel sad for you.
I know, but you know what?
She can afford shoes. She's cheap.
I'm not too cheap. I just don't see any that I ever like. That's the problem.
Oh, sorry. And picky.
And picky. I'm picky. I have high standards.
Cheap
so
and picky.
I have high standards. And then what was funny is that for some reason, it's like I found the only leftover residual salt on the sidewalks from the winter. Because when I got to work and my shoes were a little bit wet, why are you shaking your head? Listen, wait for it. I had salt stains on my shoes.
Oh, my God.
I know. How does that happen?
Oh my God.
You're
going to be a mess this winter.
Oh.
It's going to be horrible. And you're just going to be, like, miserable.
Oh, I'm going to be cranky.
Your husband is going to force a toque on your hair.
Yeah, I won't. I will take it, but I will not wear it.
See, because you know what my complaint about rain is? It's like rain. Okay, I get it. It's dusty. We need some rain.
Yes.
It was
farmers need the rain.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
That doesn't bother me. No. It makes my hair weird.
Yeah, I know.
I get all weird, kinky
and wiry.
Moisture,
yeah,
bleh, hair, yeah. And I hate that.
Well, try getting
that's
to work.
That's why I hate rain.
I hate rain because I just feel damp, and I just feel.
Well, because it's raining.
I know, right? So the umbrella only does so much.
Because you're supposed to be wearing a coat.
I'm not wearing a coat
now, and we're back to
not
you
wearing
need to
a coat.
Wear a coat.
So short story long. Short story long.
She's not wearing a coat.
I'm still not
and
wearing
she has a
coat.
Hole in her shoe.
And I hole in my
her
shoe.
And her umbrella is not plus size.
And my umbrella is not plus size friendly. That was my day. That's been my week so far, friends of the podcast.
You're having a shitty week, and it's only Friday.
I know, and it's shitty already.
And you still have two more days, because technically in retail, you still got a couple more days going.
Yeah, I know. Go figure. Right?
Christ.
Go figure. Yeah. So that's been my thing.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Can you top it? Probably
no.
Not.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, I have to confess, I haven't given up my flip-flops yet, so.
And that's a little bit ridiculous,
or
Samantha.
My summer purse.
I know, I noticed that. Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Well.
I'm hanging on.
You know what? I'm fine embracing.
It's supposed to be 21 by next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah. Next Wednesday, 2018. Not next Wednesday, 2017. No, it's fall. You can feel fall. My old bones feel fall. I'm creaking and cracking. Creaking and cracking. I'm like a, I feel like I'm like a rocking chair. That's how I feel, like a rocking chair.
Do you?
Yeah.
Creaking
and cracking.
Well, you know, it's fall when I'm taking my little bean bag that I warm up.
Yeah.
To bed with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm cold.
And you know, it's fall when I have the fan on in the bedroom, only on two. And from 2 o'clock in the morning on, I'm using the sheet. That's how you know it's fall in my world.
Oh, God. And by the way, folks, she has the fan going 24/7, even in the winter.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
It's hot all the time.
Hot all the time inside.
Hot all the
inside
time.
Inside hot. Yeah. Inside hot.
Inside outside hot.
Inside outside hot. It doesn't matter. I'm just hot. All right. So there you go, friends of the family. Friends of the family. And you kind of are like our family. Friends of the podcast. All right? We got a little carried away there, Samantha. Sorry for the blunder, friends of the family. It's because I got so wrapped up in, like, my hot flashes and then my cold and then my wet socket was so uncomfortable all day. And I was such a trooper, too. I wasn't whining about it because I thought it's my own damn fault.
It is your own damn fault, you
And then
cheap
just
little.
When it dried, it was time to go home and get all wet again on the way back home.
God.
Yeah. So, friends of the podcast, as you know, today's topic is supposed to be about, Samantha?
The 70s.
The 70s.
Because we were little children in the 70s.
We were. Well, one of us was a little bit younger than the other. I'm just saying. It's a fact. It's on record.
Uh-huh.
And that would be me. That was a little bit younger than the other.
Well, really, what I remember about the 70s is probably the latter half of the 70s.
Well, that would make more sense for us, right? So, like, 77, 78, 79 type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the funny thing. Friends of the podcast, this is what got us to the 70s.
Yeah, this is what brought us to the
topic.
This is
what brought us here, was me having a TV dinner. A microwavable TV dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden it made me think about the 70s because I love a good TV dinner.
You do.
I do. Salisbury steak, yum. But now as I'm a little bit older, I eat the Hungry Man, right? So you get two pieces of the meat. So excited, right?
It's so plus size of you.
I know, right? Those nasty potatoes that aren't even real.
Did
love them.
Did they still come with a brownie?
Yeah, but now because it's microwavable, you have to cook it for 5 minutes, 4 minutes or 5 minutes, and then you take the brownie out.
Oh.
And then you cook the rest.
Okay.
So you eat dessert first, which, hi, that's right up my alley.
That is right up
my alley. I love that. So I had the Salisbury steak one, but I also love the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the chicken. And it made me think of the olden days.
Back in the day when your parents fed you TV dinners.
My parents used to go out for supper every Saturday night, and that's what we would have. Only you had to cook them in the oven.
Oh, really? Oh, because,
microwave. No microwave.
No microwave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's really weird.
So that's what brought us here.
Well, you know, what got me thinking after your little run down 70s TV dinner lane was the fact that when we had big dinners in my family back in the day, and still probably till like the 90s probably, We always had something with Jello.
Yeah.
We had like Jello salads.
Oh my God, that's right.
Jello salads.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Jello salads were served with dinner.
That's when they Jello wasn't a dessert. It was only a dessert if grandma put fruit cocktail in it. Then it was a dessert.
And my grandma, it was green Jello.
Oh, it was
green Jello with shredded carrots. Yeah. And there was something else in it too. Peas. It might have been maybe peas or onions or something.
In ours, it was peas and cottage cheese.
It was so weird.
And you're being very nice and respectful to the people, our elders that made that salad, because you're saying shredded carrots. I referred to it as, I'm sure, I swear to God, it was the peels from the carrots when they were getting the carrots ready.
Yeah, I just remember always having so it at disgusting. A big family dinner.
So horrible.
Yeah, like the big stuff, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. And for some reason, it was always on the table during dinner. And, and now we don't think of Jell-O as like... Let's eat it with dinner.
No.
It's like a dessert.
But the thing is with that salad, like, that was such a big hit in our family, except for with the kids. Right? Because you're not fooling a kid with that, right?
No.
And my mom used to be like, it's just Jell-O. It's not.
It's not.
And every year, just have a try. I'm not. I hate it. So gross.
Yeah, but, okay. So, I can remember, like, Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, I still love Hamburger Helper to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now, I think it's...
Because my cooking tastes like necessity. And that just adds to it.
Well, and I remember like casserole dishes too. Like my mom used to do a lot of that.
My mom was like the queen of like the tuna casserole.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Was it crushed?
Yeah, there was peas in it. Peas were big in the 70s apparently. There was peas in it and then it was like crushed potato chips.
Yes.
Right? And that was the seller for the kids, right? It's got potato chips.
It's got potato
not really,
chips.
But not really. And that and like shepherd's pie.
Yeah. That's big. Okay. But you know what? When I was... Just to, because, okay, my memory's not the best, okay? I'm a woman of a certain age.
Getting old.
Like, let's just say that.
Okay, let's say that.
So, I went back and I Googled a few things.
Yeah.
And it awoke some of the memories and things, but I learned something.
What'd you learn?
Fondue
was
the party dish of the 70s.
Samantha, do you know what? Friends of the podcast, are you ready for this? We McIntyres, we fondued. We fondued in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. And I'm sure if my mom was still alive today, she'd still be fondueing.
Probably. Well, it's big now.
It's back. We fondued, and we took such care in our fondueing because there was like, my mom would cut up steak for them. Then she'd cut up wieners for us. We would fondue wieners. That's what we kids would do. Fondue wieners and fondue steak. And then she'd make all these different sauces and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were fondueers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and see, because I remember the Jell-O thing, right? Yeah. And I remember the big family get-togethers we used to have back in Oliver when I was growing up. That's when I was a child in the 70s, was in Oliver.
In BC.
And I remember my grandparents sealing... was the popcorn ceiling that you see sometimes in older homes.
Yep.
But it had sparkles in it.
Really? I wonder how they got that.
I don't know. Wow. But that's like what I remember of my grandparents' house. That and the fact that they painted it brown, white, and orange.
That's because those were the big colors, hey?
Orange! Yeah.
And then everybody had that ugly couch.
Yes.
That ugly
couch.
And it was itchy.
Yeah. But did your parents have shag carpeting?
No, I don't think we... Oh, maybe we might have. I don't recall, but I think we did. I think in one of the bedrooms.
I don't remember shag carpeting. Yeah. I just remember the sparkly ceiling for some reason. But I do remember my grandparents were very proud of that house because they built it from the ground up.
Yeah.
And my grandmother's bathroom was blue.
Wow.
Everything was blue.
Yeah.
The tub was blue. The toilet was blue. The sink was blue.
That's nice.
That's what I remember. And I also remember getting my mouth washed out with soap in that bathroom, too.
That was a big thing.
Because we were bad kids. But anyways.
But Samantha, did you know that some of the popular foods from the 70s was like the cheese ball and the cheese log?
Is that when it was born?
Yeah, in the 70s.
I like a good cheese ball.
Now, but maybe not the 70s
Maybe not the 70s
cheese ball. My mom used to make one that was like a salmon mousse ball.
What?
It was nasty.
Salmon mousse?
Yep. Fanta orange.
Oh, yeah.
That was big in the 70s.
Yeah,
That we said TV
and grape
dinners.
Soda.
Yeah, we said TV dinners. But the other one, the other really, really big one was called, it was pineapple chicken or pineapple pork chop. Which when I, because I too Googled, and when I read that, Samantha, I had like terror run through my body.
Bad flashback.
Yep, really, really bad flashback, actually. So my mom used to make this meal, and it was called Polynesian pork chops, because Hawaiian food was really 70s inspired,
too. Right? Well, Elvis in Hawaii.
Yeah, right? So she used to make this recipe, Polynesian pork chops, on Sundays. And when that recipe was being made, we knew first off that Aunt Linda and Uncle Ron and Rhonda were coming, right? So they were coming down on Sunday. We always knew that. And when she would make it in this big, big, big metal, I don't know, container of some sort. And it was such a big meal that it went, when she cooked it, it went over 2 stove burners.
Really?
Yeah. And it was the biggest mess in the world. So that Polynesian pork chop meal caused such grief in our house.
Really?
Yeah, because right, we as young kids in the 70s, we were completely defined over clearing the table and doing the dishes.
Yeah.
And that meal always was just a...
Because it was a big mess.
Yeah. I tell you, you had to fake a long time in the bathroom to get out of it.
That's funny.
Right? I had to fake a long time in the bathroom to get out of having to clean that.
Oh, that's funny.
So those are, I remember that. And then it's funny because when you think of like the food and then you think of the kitchen, right? Then you think of like the different colors that the kitchens were. Right?
If my memory serves me correctly, and I think only my mother would remember this, is I think Grandma Reimer had an avocado green, or maybe it was harvest gold. Either or, like the two weird crazy colors in the 70s.
Yep.
One of those. Yep. I feel like Grandma Reimer had the green, avocado green, but Grandma Sperling had the harvest gold.
We were harvest gold all the way.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like that was what they had. Yep. But I remember it was like hardcore 70s decor in my grandma's house.
That harvest gold, because, like I said, we were harvest gold all the way. Even to the point where we had one of those big first generation dishwashers, and it was harvest gold, and it was the type that you had to like move over to the sink and like almost like a washing machine, and you had to attach something to the sink.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it was harvest gold too to match everything.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that was like one of the one of the first dishwashers. Isn't that so crazy?
That's funny. Yeah. I think we had that. Maybe Grandma Reimer had that one. Yeah. I don't know.
And then of course, right? So that was the kitchen. And our kitchens were always had carpet. Did your kitchen have carpet?
No, I don't think Grandma said no.
We had carpet.
Really?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
That seems really unsanitary.
Yeah, I don't know. We were clean. We were clean.
But carpet in our kitchen? That seems wrong.
I think we had carpet everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems odd.
I don't know. It might have been odd.
Would never do that now, though.
No, you would never do that now.
No.
But then, back then, though, right? Like you just never made a mess. That's all. You just lived in not ever making a mess land.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
You lived in a very strict household.
We lived in a strict household. Yeah, right? You weren't spilling shit on the floor, right? You'd be crying over spilled milk, I'll tell you that right now.
That's true.
Absolutely. You know, so those are some funny things that I remember.
Well, I remember my mom was big into macrame, too. And I remember macrame plant holders.
Yeah, those were the rage.
Did she make it herself?
I don't think so.
But you know what I do remember? That just actually brought back another memory. Yeah. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome, Samantha.
Yeah, I made a macrame owl in brownies.
Wow. Hey.
In all over British Columbia. Yeah. Oh my god, I remember that.
Right.
I was so proud.
Wow, hey.
Had the wooden nose and the wooden eyes. I had the whole thing.
Yeah.
Who didn't love a macrame owl?
I didn't macrame because I wasn't crafty.
Did you ever go to brownies?
No, I went to Girl Guides for about a week and a half.
Well, Girl Guides is older. Brownies is when you were younger.
Yeah, brownies I think we got kicked out of. Yeah. We were too cool for it. Don't go there. Don't go there, Samantha, right? Don't go there. Right?
Oh, you're a bad kid.
Yeah, we were bad kids. We were bad, bad kids. There was a group of us that were some bad kids.
Oh, my God.
But that's funny, hey? And then, I don't know, I just think that the 70s were so unique for the look.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay, well, I remember a picture, and my mother, okay, so my sister and I, we said to mom long, long time ago, you used to dress us the same all the time. Yep. And mom's like, no, I didn't.
Bullshit.
Well, I went a while back, I went looking through her big tub of pictures. Yep. And no, I pulled out a picture.
Yep.
It was my sister and I, and we were in the exact
yep.
same ugly striped pullover bunny hug kangaroo thing
yep.
with the pocket in the front
yep, the pouch.
And the big jeans with the wide cuff at the
yep.
bottom.
Yep.
We were just exactly the same.
So crazy.
Even the shoes were the same. And then
that's what they did to us.
Yes. So then I had to like point out to my mother,
Yes, you did dress us the same.
We have a, it's funny, hey, because we have kind of the similar picture, only it's in the summertime. And so the three of us were 4 years apart, right? So there's me and Christy and Krista. And there's this one picture, and we're all in like this terry cloth halter top and matching shorts. So for 4-year-old Krista, cute. 8-year-old Lisa, not impressed. 12-year-old Christy, livid, hey? And there we all are in our little matching outfits. Yeah. Like, just crazy.
Just, we don't know any better, right? Because we're just kids, and your mother's dressing you. And
they're just dressing
you. And for some reason, you have to look exactly like your sister, even though she's 2 years older than you.
Yeah, like, so, right? And, like, I just, what the hell were you thinking? Right? The only thing that differentiated me was that I had my matching, my little hair clips.
Oh, that's right.
Because that was my look, right? Because friends of the podcast, I used to wear these hair clips. I had long hair, and I always wore these two hair clips. Didn't hold anything back. It must have just been my signature look. I don't know. It's weird, but they're in every picture from my youth.
Yeah.
These two hair clips.
Well, and then I have school pictures where I'm wearing what looks like a romper, but with the biggest and pointiest collar on this shirt. Absolutely. And I'm like, holy shit.
Samantha, I have a school picture. I'm in gauchos.
What is that?
What
are you doing in gauchos?
I don't know, because I'm sure I was still being dressed by my mom back then. Right? Because if I was able to dress myself, I probably would have been in my Adidas tracksuit.
Well, because Adidas was big back then.
Yeah, and it had like the little stirrup, and your foot went there, and then you had your little zip-up jacket that matched.
Well, I remember my aunts being big into clogs.
Oh yeah, clogs were big.
Clogs, yeah. And like the biggest jeans, the biggest bell bottoms they could possibly find, and then like a crazy top, like a t-shirt kind of type thing. Yeah. And I remember both Jenny and Max. Wouldn't be sporting their long, straight hair. Oh, yeah. And I think Maxine at one point might have done a little bit of a Farrah Fawcett feather thing. But the glasses?
The glasses were gave epic. It away. Yeah, the glasses were so big.
They were epic. They were so big. So big. They're like covered your whole head.
They were so bad. They were just.
I love it.
That's a tough look.
There's actually pictures in my house that I took.
Yeah.
That, have my grandmother and my siblings, myself and my brother and my sister, and we're all dressed up pretty in our 70s garb, and we are just smiling and posing and doing, it is like
looking like a million bucks.
The essence of the 70s.
Oh yeah, right?
My grandma's dressed all in like the two-piece polyester with the matching shirt.
Do you remember? Happening. Okay, here's something. Do you remember this? Look, friends of the podcast, think back to your 70s. And did you ever have the big, heavy, the knitted vest?
Yes.
Right? But the vest, like, was all like one. It just went over top whatever you were wearing, and it was like this patterned knitted vest. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes, it was horrible.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Oh, the stuff that people, stuff that you could see people wearing,
it was
just
bad.
And color was, there was no color that people wouldn't wear.
No.
They wore everything.
In my downtime, Samantha, so if today was 1977, and we were just hanging out, it wouldn't be Lowe's because there would be no Lowe's then, but let's pretend there was, right? 1977, right now, I'm in my corduroys.
Oh yeah,
I'm in corduroy. My corduroy. Yeah,
corduroy. Love
and because
corduroy.
I was young and I was kind of clumsy, probably had a patch on my knee because I always fell.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was very clumsy.
Why?
I don't know. I always fell over the speed bumps because I'd be running and then I wouldn't see it. My little niece Lexi is the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Lexi.
Yeah. So in the '70s, right? Always falling, but also always falling off my bike. I had a Papa Wheelie bike.
What's a Papa Wheelie bike?
Had a banana seat, had the bay handlebars, and then we had a bump. We had this back road, and it wasn't paved, and we had like a big bump in the road, and you would bike, and you'd hit the bump, and you'd Papa Wheelie. Yeah. That's what it was like.
I had the same kind of bike, but mine was purple. Oh. It had a purple banana seat, too.
Yeah, those are the best. And now, did your banana seat, did you have like the big backrest, the big tall backrest? Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Right?
You just lean back, like, because it's almost like you were like a little chopper.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
That was like the big deal to have if you were a kid in the 70s was what kind of bike did you have?
And you know what we used to do with those bikes? Me and my friends, we used to play Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, that's what we used to do. Friends of the podcast, would play Starsky and Hutch. So me and Marty Petter and Myrna Lowe and Julia Lowe, and we had walkie-talkies. So it'd be like, breaker, breaker. Okay, we have them on foot over here. And we would pretend that we never pretended that we were like Charlie's Angels.
Really?
No, we were always Starsky and Hutch.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, and I probably would have preferred the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. They were pretty cool,
Because they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that Farrah Fawcett's hair was to the 70s that Jennifer Aniston's hair was to the 90s.
I'm not surprised.
Everybody wanted to be Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, for sure.
They wanted her hair.
Yeah. Hi, even if it was today. I mean, of course, right? Rest in peace. Another one gone too soon. But even if it was today, you'd still want to be Farrah Fawcett.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because she was, like, smoking.
Mm-hmm. Then there was Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now that reminds me of something really funny. What? So my youngest sister loved Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman, I think, used to come on in our house at around 6 o'clock at night on, like, Sunday night or 5 or 4, mm-hmm. sometime, like, later in the day. And my kid sister was so enamored with Wonder Woman, she had a bathing suit. And she had all the accessories.
Oh, my God.
So she
would go,
because she was, like maybe six, eh? So the show would go, she'd be in her, like, little Wonder Woman bathing suit, and she'd put on her bracelets, and she'd have her rope, and she would have her gold bandana, and she'd sit there cross-legged on the floor and watch Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because right? That's what she used to do. And then, after that, I would watch, like, The Bionic Man. Remember the $6 million
Man? Oh, I remember
Man?
The Bionic Man. Yes. The Bionic Woman.
Yes. Right?
Oh, my God. Those were good shows.
The 70s were the best shows.
They were. And then there was Happy Days.
Can't miss that.
No. And Carol Burnett was big in our house.
Yeah,
we absolutely. Always watched Carol Burnett.
We used to watch on Friday nights Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah.
But here's something funny. So Michelle from Olsen, who I reference to every now and then, my neighbor at work, she was saying today that she wasn't allowed to watch Sonny and Cher because her mom thought that Cher's midriff was too revealing. And I'm like, that's funny, because you know what my mom thought? As long as you kids shut up and I don't hear you, you can watch it. That's what my mom thought.
Well, okay, so what about Mary Tyler Moore? That was kind of before our time.
But it kind of was, because it was in the early 70s, but I embraced her like she was our time.
Yeah. She was pretty cool.
She was super cool.
I liked her.
Yeah, I loved Mary Tyler Moore.
Dallas started then, too, right?
Yeah, I love Dallas.
Dallas. I think my mother was big into
that
Dallas.
That was another show you can watch with mom as long as mom doesn't really know you're here.
Because it was considered a nighttime soap opera kind of type
absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But what about also, like, Three's Company?
Oh!
Even though we didn't understand any of it.
No, but right? It was so good.
It was so good.
So good.
And then Laverne and Shirley, which came from Happy Days.
Sophia's all schmazzle. Yeah.
Right? With, remember she would drink milk and Pepsi or milk and salt?
Yes! Oh, gross!
But
it was milk and Pepsi!
Hasn't there always been one part of you that wanted to try that?
Yeah.
I never have, though. I never have.
Really? Isn't that kind of like that alcoholic drink? What is it?
Like a Kahlua, like a brown
cow. Like a paralyzer.
Kind of, yeah, which I think is gross.
It would be like a fucking paralyzer.
I don't think I could do it.
It'd be good.
But I remember that, and that was a spinoff because Laverne was Fonzie's girlfriend.
Yep.
Right?
That's true.
And then remember One Day at a Time?
Yep.
I love
that. Oh,
that
was a good show.
Yeah, we never had cable for a long time. So we only got to watch One Day at a Time when we went to Ottawa to visit our Uncle Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Sundays, Disney.
Wonderful World of Disney.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Lassie.
That was like,
Lassie.
We would have, if we didn't have dinner ready, we would eat dinner in front of the TV. Yep. And we got, that was the special treat that we got to watch.
We didn't get to always watch it in front of the TV. It had to be a really good one.
Yeah.
If it was just an average one.
Oh my
gosh. No, we never got to.
Race to Witch Mountain, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was something like that. And then there was like Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh my God.
Some of those ones. And then remember the Shaggy D.A.?
Yeah.
Right? So I bet you families don't do that now.
No.
Right?
That was a big deal because we would gather as a family to watch that.
Absolutely.
I don't know if kids, do they still do that now?
I don't know. But here's the thing is, I can't believe.
Because everything could be
PVR. I can't believe that my parents probably really liked watching it though.
No, probably not.
They just did. But here's something funny about the TV. So when we were kids, like I said, we grew up in a small town and we didn't have cable forever. And one year we went away for holidays and we came back and we had what was called Channel U.
What is that?
I don't know. I never knew. It's like a mystery. But it was like the version of global TV.
Really?
Yeah. So what was on Channel U? And I'm not even kidding, right? And people in Stainer, you can probably vouch for it, right? So on your TV, you would like turn the channel to the U, right? And I think it was like 13 was like the last number on the dial. Mm-hmm. And like 2 was the first. U was in the middle. And you turn it to U. And then we got like the magic shows. Like all of a sudden, magically, there was like Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Oh, those
and
were good
And the Gong
ones.
Show. The original Gong Show.
The original Gong Show.
Yeah. And those, and I'll never forget Channel U for the Love Boat.
The Love Boat was pretty cool.
So cool. So ahead of its time, too, right?
Yeah, it was.
And how many, like, famous people, like, came from the Love Boat?
Lots.
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 Yeah.
Aww.
And, like, musicians and, like, actors.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could go back and watch it now.
No, because we would probably think it was cheesy now.
It would be super cheesy
now. But, like,
now.
In the time that it was, it was pretty cool.
But I think that I did a little bit of research, and I looked, I Googled, like, TV time slots for different shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the early 70s, the best TV night would have been Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Why?
The Brady Bunch and Partridge Family.
Oh!
Partridge
Family! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
I love both of them.
I know, right? But I loved the Partridge Family because I thought David Cassidy was a hottie.
Everybody loved the Cassidy boys.
Which then brings
John
me,
and David.
Which then brings me to remember Andy Gibb.
Yes.
Oh, he was sweet.
Everybody loved it. Yeah.
He's a little bit older than
us. But then if you got a reference to Andy Gibb, you got a reference to the Bee Gees. Then.
You have to reference his brothers.
The Bee Gees, hi. Yeah. Disco.
Disco.
70s. Disco.
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 Right?
Disco, Doug.
Yeah. What would be your favorite 70s bands?
Well, I mean, I grew up with my mother always putting on records, right?
Okay, yeah.
In the house.
Yeah.
So I grew up with ABBA.
Oh, yeah.
My aunt always listened to Elton John.
Yes.
That was a big, big deal. We listened to Tanya Tucker.
Okay.
We listened to early Kenny Rogers.
There was a real mix in the 70s, right? Because there was like hard rock, mm-hmm. right? There was because Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath.
Led Zeppelin.
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Billy Joel. Queen.
But then there was, like you said, like Casey and the Sunshine Band. Shake, 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 shake. Shake your booty.
Booty.
That
shake
one.
Shake your booty.
And then there was like just creepy 70s disco music, right?
But you know what, though? I bet you didn't know this, though.
Okay, tell me.
Ernie from Sesame Street.
Love Ernie.
Had a number 16 hit on the Billboard charts.
I did not know.
It was Rubber Ducky, You're the One.
Rubber Ducky, You're the One. And that was on the Billboard charts, hey?
Yeah, number 16.
Number 16.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Isn't that funny?
And then makes me think of, remember the 8-track cassettes.
Oh, I love 8-tracks.
Yeah, but here, we had I remember being at summer camp, 1976, being picked up, and my parents, over those 2 weeks that I was at camp, bought a brand new 1976 what the hell type of car? It was not a sporty car. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember the name of the car now, but it was like kind of like a really fancy, car for the 70s. Mm-hmm. And it had an 8-track cassette in it.
Very, very part of its time. Yeah.
Super.
Big deal.
And I remember we listened to, there was like a Happy Days soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah. And it had like Charlie Brown, You're a Clown. And like some, not necessarily.
Charlie Brown.
So it was 70s only because of the show.
Yeah.
Right? But it was 70, but the music was kind of like 50s, 60s.
From, yeah, 50s, from, 60s
from
music.
That time
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But I remember we had ABBA.
Yeah.
And we had the Carpenters.
Yeah. Well, my dad had the car that we owned for the part of my early 70s childhood was the Nova.
Yeah.
And he put an 8-track in the car.
Okay.
And I remember driving home from the beach one day, and my dad, he loved surfer music and Wipeout and all that kind of
stuff.
All the drums and stuff.
So you listen to that.
So that's what I remember from my childhood is that particular type of music. Yeah. And then, going to the beach all the time in the summer.
Yeah.
In
BC. And it was so funny because, too, I remember, so the car, and now it just came back to me, the car was a Monte Carlo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? And it was had white leather seats, and it was blue and white, and had that little bit of white on the top.
Okay.
Right? And it was, and I remember, and then the other CD, or the other 8-track that we always listened to in there, always also, other than ABBA, was there was, remember they used to do the best of, and it was like various artists,
mm-hmm.
and it was like all like disco.
Yeah.
And you would just listen to
it. I don't know if my parents were really into disco.
No, mine
were. I feel like I was not, other than the Bee Gees, I don't think my parents were that big. Yeah, I do have, well, speaking of the Bee Gees, I do remember my parents thinking it would be a great idea for us to go to a drive-in movie.
Oh.
And they took us to Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
At the drive-in. Unbeknownst to them, some explicit scenes
for
little children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember parts of the movie, my mother going, shut your eyes and cover your ears.
But then that was very 70s, the drive-in movies too, hey?
Yeah.
You know? And then, which then makes me think of, here's a funny story from my youth. Back in 1973, the movie The Exorcist came out.
Yes.
And that was like the telltale all of all horror movies, mm-hmm. right? And I remember not being obviously not in 73, but probably in the early 80s wanting to watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had told me about how her and her brother had gone and seen that movie, and it scared her so bad. She vowed she'd never ever let anybody ever see it again. And my parents were going out for supper, and The Exorcist was going to be on that night.
On the TV?
On the TV.
Oh.
And so my sisters and I, we were going to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't even know. They went out for supper. We were like, turn the TV on. They disconnected the TV. They disconnected the TV. And to this day, I've still never seen that movie.
Really?
No, I don't think I'm old enough for it. I think it's really scary.
It is very
scary. Yeah, I don't think I'm old enough for it. I don't think I want to do that.
Well, have you ever seen Carrie then?
Yeah, another scary one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But one of the ones that I do remember and I love, Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
1976.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Loved Rocky.
Rocky was awesome. Friends and Star Wars came out. Yeah. Came out, too, then.
Yeah. Friends of the podcast, don't mind the loud noise behind us. It's just a Lowe's delivery truck. Because here we are in the Lowe's parking lot. But we decided to sit on the back. We decided to go to the back half of the Lowe's.
And who
which
knew?
Is the receiving area from some of the surrounding noise and
well, it's
and
kind of past receiving time, but
yeah,
you know,
but it's kind of weird that way. But you know what else, though? Star Wars was big in the 70s. Mm-hmm. That came out.
Yeah.
And The Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yeah, right? Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my
and
little
Jaws.
Friend.
And Jaws. Dunna, dunna, dunna. That one.
I loved and Love Story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love is never having to say you're sorry.
Apparently it is.
Apparently it is.
Apparently, apparently they were wrong. Apparently in the 70s they were a little naive.
And Dirty Harry.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Make my day.
And I bet you, I remember seeing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No, I never saw that one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I ever cared about that one.
It's a kid-friendly movie.
I don't think I liked it.
I'm How do you saying. Know?
Just one of those things. And I haven't seen it after all these years, so guess what?
You're never going
Probably
to.
Probably not going to.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Grease came out then, too.
We went and saw Grease with my mom.
I don't think my parents would have allowed us to go see that.
I think my mom made a mistake, too. We didn't, it wasn't at the drive-in, but it was at the movie theater. Because remember when your movie theater, remember when your malls all had movie theaters in them?
Yeah.
Right? And so my mom took us, and there was three of us. And again, the youngest one would have been young.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember, I think she had some hesitations because there was one part where they show this kind of comedy part and it shows a wiener jumping into a hot dog bun. And my mom was just like, okay now. She didn't say anything. She was just like, okay. Right?
It's over.
I just remember like, okay.
Okay.
And it was just like, I wonder what that, and of course it wouldn't have known, right? But innuendos, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That is. Oh, yeah. You know, the 70s were fun, though.
The 70s
for
were.
For kids, yeah. It was fun.
It was, you know, good times, right? You just were out playing, came in when the light turned on.
You didn't have to, your parents were like, bye, Mom. Like, bye, yeah. See you next, whatever. And off you went on your banana bike seated thing, and yeah. Off you went.
But Samantha, it wasn't fun for everybody.
Why?
Because the 70s were also really popular for serial killers.
Oh, this is, this, I knew you were going to put this in somehow. Okay, stop getting excited about serial killers.
Love me a serial killer.
I apologize right now. She is a little obsessed with serial killers. I'm not really sure why. I feel like we should not really be concerned, but maybe...
No. I do know what
we
it is.
We should be concerned.
Their minds amaze me. Because what would ever... Like, what makes you grow up to think I can kill people?
I don't know.
No, but here's some of the serial killers from the 70s. Mm-hmm. There was the son of Sam.
Yes.
Right? David
yes.
Berkowitz. Mm-hmm. Ted Bundy.
Yes.
Right? He was like the hottie killer. Rexy, right? Like, was cute.
He was cute.
Yeah. Yes. Then there was the whole Charles Manson thing.
Now, that's just warped.
Yeah, and to this day...
That is so
to
warped.
To this day, he's still in jail, and he still creeps people out. And one of his followers just got released.
Really?
Like last week. Yeah. One of the women.
I don't think so.
She's like 122, so I think she's okay. But I just think, but like that was so cult and so big, mm-hmm. the Charles Manson stuff, eh? Like it was almost like as though people, it was like he really was like the devil. And I think people feared him no matter where you lived in the States.
Yeah, that's true.
During that time period, I think you were afraid. You lived in Idaho, lock your doors and double lock it because Charles Manson's in California. I think people were that afraid of him.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other really creepy one was John Wayne Gacy. And he's the guy who looks like the clown, who dressed as the clown. Right? Which now goes to today's movie, It. Which I will never see because I hate clowns.
Well, that's a this is a remake. Yeah. The new It.
Yeah. But I won't go to any It's. Mm-hmm. Because.
No.
Creepy.
Don't.
Super creepy.
Because I watched only part of the original It. And I was scared shitless of
However,
days.
I do have to mention this because I saw this last night. And it's completely segue, nothing to do with the 70s. James Corden on his show, because we're friends of James Corden. He's friends of the podcast, we hope, one day. He did this little spoof and it was yeah. It was the missing scene from the movie It. And they call him and they're like, hi, IT. And he shows up as the clown. And he's like, oh, IT, not It. And I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with what we're talking about.
And then Freddy Krueger comes too.
Yes. Nothing That's to do with what we're talking about.
Too.
But yeah, so my serial killers. Those are like some hardcore guys.
Yeah, but you remember the Jonestown Massacre?
Yeah, that was just weird. That was a cult. Hey, that was all the cults.
Cults were really popular back then.
The Moonies.
Do you think it maybe had something to do with the drugs people were taking?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
People are taking drugs through the decades, but still.
A little bit. But here's something funny, Samantha. Here's a couple things I just wanted to share with you. Mm-hmm. So the price of goods in the grooviest decade... You get that? You get that? Okay. Oh, half a liter of milk. Uh-huh. 59 cents in 1972.
Not surprised.
A box of cornflakes. This one blew my mind. A box of cornflakes. Mm-hmm. 50 cents in 1977.
And now it is $50.
Yeah, now, you know what we just think? Screw cereal.
Right? It's too expensive.
You go without. Right? Right? Like, a chocolate bar was 15 cents.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Right?
15 cents.
15 cents. And if I want to buy a 1972 Corvette, only $5,200.
Hmm.
Weird, hey?
Maybe we should go back to the 70s. I can afford a Corvette.
You can afford a Corvette. Yeah. Corvette cost you less than Betty. Right? Cost you a little bit less than Betty.
That's true. Go figure. It would cost me less.
You know? Aww. And did you know, here's another thing that I thought was super cool about the 1970s, was in 1973, the pocket calculator.
Oh, that would be big.
That would be big, hey? Uh-huh. Like, what did they do without the pocket calculator?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, but that's
real math?
The 70s is the start of, like, big arcade stuff, like Pong, yeah. Atari, yep, the first Apple II.
Yep.
Like, all of that stuff kind of started in the 70s, yeah. Toward the later half 70s.
Yeah, but all of that started coming along.
That's kind of cool, though. I remember Pong as an arcade game.
Was that the one that was just, like, the two sticks and the ball?
Yeah. Pong.
Yeah.
Pong.
We used to play that. That was like kind tennis. Of fun. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Speaking of tennis, though.
Oh.
Do you remember Billie Jean King defeats Bobby Riggs?
I don't remember. I know about it, but I don't remember
In the match called the Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah. I do. Like, I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I remember, the only reason I'm referencing to this is because I was watching my favorite daytime TV talk show, Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Of course. Of course.
And they referenced to Billie Jean King and her win against Bobby Riggs.
Really?
Because it's being made into a biopic.
Really? Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of an interesting one.
Yeah.
I think that was like
And she did make a point, a very interesting point.
Yeah. Which was?
Women's rights and what women can do. She kind of changed really the world for us.
Well, you know, big deal. Absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know. Those were kind of my fun things about the '70s.
It was just fun to be in the '70s.
It was completely fun.
It was bad clothing.
Bad clothing.
Bad hair.
Bad hair.
Bad color appliances and houses and macrame owls.
But nobody gave a shit.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Because you know what? We all thought it was cool because it was new.
Because it was new.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I quite enjoyed. I quite enjoyed like remembering my '70s.
Yeah.
And then just kind of going back to, you know, looking up a few things in the '70s.
I bet you had a pet rock though.
I didn't, but I had a chia pet.
You had a chia pet?
I had a chia pet a couple years ago too.
Apparently they don't die either.
They don't die either. They don't die either.
Okay.
No, exactly.
Well, you know what, Lisa?
Samantha?
I think it's time for an I shake my head moment.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I think you should go first.
Oh.
You've had a couple.
Okay, so friends of the podcast, I had an I shake my head moment. That's not going to be... And then it's funny, as we were waiting in line at Dollarama, it changed. So here's my thing. So... We're at the Dollarama just because we want to get a drink before we start doing our podcast.
Well, because sometimes we get thirsty.
Get thirsty, right? Or whatever. It's the tradition now. So we're at the Dollarama. I have a Gatorade. Sam has a water. Not that busy, it didn't seem, until we got to the lineup. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There was this lady and her daughter in front of us. And friends of the podcast, I'm not even exaggerating because I stopwatched it and I... clocked it.
She did too.
They had, from start to finish, 5 minutes and 10 seconds of shit from the dollar store.
Yeah.
That they were getting rung through.
Yeah.
And so here's my thing. Here's two people just with one drink and one drink.
Let's just not throw me in here because I was patiently waiting.
I was
You
too.
Were the one with the stopwatch.
I had the stopwatch.
Who was like chomping at the bit.
But I wasn't saying anything. They wouldn't have known.
No.
They wouldn't have known.
No.
So only I know that I'm having this issue.
But
right?
Yes. Okay, and, continue.
Okay. So I think that, you know, in the spirit of niceness, they should have just said, oh, hey, guys, why don't you go ahead, seeing as you each just have a drink. But no, they didn't. They started arguing over what stuff they were on. That's mine. That's yours. That's mine. And then the cashier, a little too chit-chatty, right? Die. Tick, 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 tick.
Yes, but we learned something valuable. There is vacuum-packed corn to be bought.
Out of the blue, this lady turns around and says, did you guys see this? And it was two vacuum-packed corn on the cobs that apparently go in the microwave. First off, no, I didn't see it. Second off, stop talking to me and just get your stuff run through. And then I Googled it and it said it was nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you Googled it.
That was my I shake my head moment. I just couldn't believe that somebody had 5 minutes and 10 seconds worth of stuff.
Oh my God.
At a dollar store. I was like, wow, here we go.
And she loses her shit.
I lost my shit a little bit. But nobody would have known it. Just you knew it. Just you knew it. And what about yourself, Samantha? What was your eyes?
Mine seems so tame compared to yours. I just have a small, I shake my head.
Okay.
Excuse me. About driving and letting people in.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a saint. And sometimes I don't want to let people in.
Sometimes you drive like you're in a Porsche.
Yes. And sometimes I think there are just, you got to be nice because these people are in the wrong lane and they know they are and they're just trying to get over. Just be nice and let them in.
Just be nice.
As we were driving to lunch today, they should have just let that car in because we almost got into a 4,000 or 5,000 car pileup.
Yep, because that's how it happens.
The person, there was a white car I was behind, and I knew I needed to get into the other lane, and I was waiting, and I finally got in, and then this white car just kept going in the same lane, and they were signaling trying to get in, and basically they almost ran into another vehicle, and then that made the vehicle that they were going to run into stop abruptly, which abruptly stopped all the cars behind that vehicle.
And all it takes is one person not paying complete attention.
So really, where they were trying to turn in, you should have just let them in.
Yeah.
Because really, what you were about to do was cause a bigger problem.
Exactly.
You could have just let them in.
Just not necessary.
The person is just simply in front of you. Yeah. It's like 5 seconds. They're going to get wherever they're going 5 seconds quicker than you are.
Yeah.
Like,
No big whoop.
So I get it. I'm not always nice, but I think today maybe I learned something.
Right.
And I'm just going to be like, okay.
Let them in.
Just let them in because you don't want to cause a bigger accident.
No, and that's all that's going to happen. Somebody further down is not paying attention.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not
good. Worth it. No. What are we talking about next week, Samantha?
It's angsty.
It is. And you know what? There's a little part of me that feels ashamed that we have to do this topic.
Because apparently it's a seasonal topic.
Apparently. And I thought we'd only ever cover once.
No. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about how summer shrunk our winter clothes.
Yeah.
And I think you guys, some of you might be familiar with the topic of, hey, winter, you shrunk my summer clothes.
We started that one. That was one of our very first podcasts in our history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've run across it again, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just different seasons. Yeah.
Summer shrunk my winter clothes.
So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. And so we're going to get seasonal about clothes and all the angstiness and
all that fun.
And all that kind of
fun. All that fun that shrinkage causes.
Yeah.
Right?
Did it shrink?
Could be the laundry.
Or did we just have a really good summer?
Could it just be a good summer? Could have been washed on too hot. I don't know. You know what, Samantha? We're
going to dive in.
We're
going to dive it in.
All right, friends of the podcast. Hope you have a great week. You know where you can find us. iTunes.
Podbean.
Twitter. Google. Instagram. We have Facebook.
YouTube.
Just send us a shout out if you want us to talk about something. Mm-hmm. Right?
Follow us. Because
we're fun. We're just having some fun. Lighthearted. We just want to be, apparently, according to today, the 47 minutes of your day that makes you just forget about your day.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.